Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I'm welcoming you guys today because it's another beautiful day, wonderful day. I don't care if it's raining or shining. It's beautiful, right? I'm glad to be here with you guys today. I know it's the summertime is always fun, and sometimes I have to figure out how to squeeze in these episodes to make sure I get them out to you each week. So, you know, I appreciate you guys following and doing all that stuff. You know, be able to tune in for some great value. In fact, I'm loving how much response we're getting and how many people have been on. So thank you for listening and checking in. Today, I want to address something that is it's come up quite a few times. And it's come up in my own life, and it's come up in other people from questions I've gotten from many of you. And there's a common theme, and whether it's said in these words or not, it comes down to this, is what's the difference between being naive and being abundant? Now, it's interesting with the people that call themselves quote-unquote realists, and just so you know, I come from that world of being a realist, you know, of someone who looks at things as what's the reality of it, you know, and what's realistic, right? And it's interesting, I remember there's someone close to me about a year or so ago that said, Chris, you're just being naive. You're not looking at reality. Now, I want to ask you this question, is what is reality? What is reality to you? Now, some people say, well, you're not looking at the facts, right? And that's a great question. There are times when people do not look at the facts. There is definitely a difference between being naive and being abundant. But I want to distinguish the two, because some people might be telling you, and I know many of you are on the path of trying to create more abundance and be more abundant. Just so you know, you can't really have abundance unless you are abundant. You can have lots of money but be broke. You understand that? You can have lots of money but still be broke. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you, in your mind, still feel like you never have enough, then you're broke. And you're not in abundance. You're in scarcity. It doesn't matter how many things you have. You're in scarcity. And the thing about scarcity and abundance is so subjective to how people will interpret it. You know, for example, like, you don't see too many people other than a few environmentalists say, hey, there's only one Earth. We got to make sure we don't mess this up, right? And if they throw out global warming stuff, still, you don't hear people running around every day saying, we only have one Earth. What are we going to do? You know, and then there's people that say, I've only got $10,000, or I've only got two cars and a house and food on my table and and everything that I possibly need, but I'm still paycheck to paycheck. Oh, I don't hardly have anything. You see, people, it has nothing to do with the numbers. It has nothing to do with that at all. It has everything to do with how you see it. And so when someone says you're being naive, it might be some truth to that. You know, so for example, if you're not looking at facts, and when I'm saying facts is if you're not looking at your situation and able to look at it, right? If you're trying to turn a blind eye to everything, then yes, you can be naive and if not ignorant, right? For example, like if someone, let's say they're going through a hard financial challenge right now, and I've been in this place too, but you don't want to acknowledge that you're going through a hard financial challenge or that you have a problem to solve. That is being ignorant or naive. You know, if you're just saying like, hey, I'll just think my way, I'll just attract it, and then you sit around on your keister and do nothing, then yes, you will probably have issues, you know? And eventually that truth will catch up to you, because it's about honesty. And abundance is about honesty. It's about being honest with yourself and honest with others. And when you're being honest with yourself, you'll realize that everything is subjective in how you see it. So understand that when you look at a situation, it's so different. So, for example, many people, most people that come to me, almost everyone, in fact, when they come to me, they'll say, Chris, I'm so embarrassed about my situation. And you've heard me say this on other episodes. I'm so embarrassed about this. Well, why are you embarrassed? Well, and especially if they're an entrepreneur, they'll say things like, well, you know, I really should be better off. I should be making more money. Or, oh, I really haven't been tracking my money the way I should be. And I'm like, well, join the club. Most haven't. And I'll say, like, okay, great. Well, are you dead? No, you're alive. Great. And I learned this best. I mean, it's interesting that I was able to be more abundant and more financially free when I went through my worst financial situation, when I went through my most challenging time financially, which was back in like that 2007, 2008 era, right? When I went through that challenge, you know, when I got to a point where I really didn't have anything, no money, no credit, I was, you know, my wife at that time, we were selling off stuff like crazy, trying to do whatever we can to make ends meet. And I'll tell you, like, through miraculous experiences, it's amazing how we kept going, you know? And so someone would look at that and say, Chris, you're not looking at reality. And I had several in-laws and people like that saying, Chris, you should just go back and finish your college degree and get a job. That's what you should be doing right now. Like, you should stop being so selfish and focus on your family. But, you know, like, I'll tell you, like, I'm one that I'm not opposed to getting work and getting additional work. I have no problem working hard. I have no problem getting a job. But I'll tell you, like, when your intuition, especially if you're really aligned with who you are, when your intuition tells you don't do that, you follow it, regardless of what other people say. And I know I've regretted so many decisions when I did it because someone I cared about or someone else said, hey, you should do this. And then I didn't do it. Or I did what they said, but not what my heart told me to do. And I'll tell you, like, there's a thing with intuition, that little voice that you have that sometimes, especially when you're in an abundant state, you know, it doesn't mean you're not in a challenging situation, but if you're in a place of calm and peace and you feel a certain way, you go with it, regardless of what people say. And that can get you a lot of criticism at times. And I remember, you know, going out the door and we had an argument, you know, between, you know, my wife and I at the time, and had this big old argument there. And I remember she just saying, like, you know, like, well, how are we going to get a situation, Chris? How? And I remember just saying, you know what? There's going to be a day when I'll say, I told you so. And then I walked out and slammed the door and went off to work, right? And it wasn't but about a month or two later that I actually told her. I said, hey, remember that time when we got in that fight that I said, hey, you know, there'll be a day I told you so? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to acknowledge it. And that's the thing, is that it's funny how people are. I mean, everybody has their own perspectives, and that's perfect. You know, everybody is at different places. You're at different places. Everybody else is at different places. And you need to have patience with that. You have to have patience with yourself and with other people. But also understand, too, that, you know, abundance is a choice each day. And I'll tell you, like, when I lost almost everything financially, that's when I realized what real financial freedom was. That's when I realized what abundance was, because abundance is when you choose abundance in the face of scarcity. You know you're a truly abundant person when you can choose abundance in the face of scarcity. When you can choose what's against your natural knee-jerk reactions, your natural human responses, that natural man, so to speak. When you can choose against that and go with your higher self, a more higher spiritual enlightened self, and you start to go with that, it's much easier to not only be abundant, but then the natural result of being abundant is having more abundance. And I hope you really understand this. I hope you understand, like, how important this really is. And so to be abundant has nothing to do with numbers or situations. It has everything to do with how you see the situation. That is the true difference between being naive and being abundant. So being naive, when you turn a blind eye to things and you're not looking at what's going on, when you're trying to ignore problems, you are being naive, right? When you try to, you know, just attract your way to wealth. Now, I love the law of attraction. You guys, if you've heard me, you know this. You know I believe in it, and you got to do it. But I also understand there has to be some sort of action and some sort of actual application of that principle to make it work. You can't just sit around thinking about stuff. There's got to be some sort of intentional response to it. And when that happens, that's when things start to really amazingly happen. But sometimes people will just say, you know what, I don't know how to get out of the situation, so I'm going to do nothing and hope that I can just think positive thoughts and things will get better. For me personally, one of the best ways to have more positive thoughts is to start moving in the direction that I want to be in. So it might mean going out and being uncomfortable. It might mean getting out and talking to people, networking with people, and doing those kind of things. That is how you can create the law of attraction more abundantly in your life. And that's how you can create more abundance. But if you're just saying, you know what, well, I know somehow something will happen. It's almost like someone saying, hey, someday my prince will come, but you never leave your house. If you don't do that, you'll never find that person. You'll never find that special someone doing that. And you can't expect financial abundance if you just sit around doing nothing. If you sit around and not create conversations with people, because all wealth is through conversations. It's through the abundance, through the ability for you to help create value for other people that allows you to be able to see better results. And so abundance is where you start to choose to do those things. You start to look at the situation and say, how can I interpret this? So for example, when I was going through my worst time, I remember that I got to a point, I said, well, it can't get any worse than this. Well, guess what? It kept getting worse. What shifted for me is when I started saying, you know what? It could always be worse than this. Now think of the difference between those two responses. You know, some people might say, can it get any worse than this? You know, how could it get any worse? Like, this is horrible. This is the worst I've ever been in. This worst situation I've ever been in. This could be you right now saying something like this. But be able to go and use that same imagination, because most of the time people will think this way because they say, well, look at the past. I was in a better place than I am now. Well, so what? Or, hey, my future doesn't look so bright. It looks worse in my future than it does in my present. And then you start to get depressed or discouraged, or you go into despair. But when you can start to look at it and say, you know what? I can use those same creative powers of my mind and say, you know, I can imagine a worse situation than this. I mean, can't you really? I mean, even if you're going through a really rough time right now, could it be worse? Of course it can. It can always be worse. And this was big for me because when I realized, hey, it could always be worse than this, and then all of a sudden this feeling of gratitude came in. And gratitude is really an essential part of abundance. You know, if you're going to be in an abundant state, you've got to have gratitude. And so when I started to realize, like, you know what, it could always be worse than this. Hey, I still have a roof over my head. I'm healthy. I have a body that still works. I can do things. I can get out of the house. I can, you know, essentially provide for my family. You know, even when I wasn't providing for my family, I still knew I had the ability to do it. And even though I was struggling, I knew, hey, I could help that. I can make that happen. You know, the great thing is, I was so grateful for is that, you know, although we had to get really creative with our family finances, you know, my wife at that time, she didn't have to go out and get a full-time job. She didn't have to do those things. You know, we were still able to create it, even though we had to have help. You know, sometimes we had people that were generous. Sometimes we had a knock on the door and someone just said, hey, I felt like leaving us, you know, a little gift or whatever, or some milk and things like that. It made a big difference. And it helped us through some really tough times. And so now, again, from the outside, people would say, oh, look at you. Ooh, you deadbeat dad or husband or whatever. Yeah, they could say that. The thing is, I wasn't. I was definitely struggling. I had financial challenges that they couldn't even fathom, that they had never had themselves. So, of course, they would come from that place of judgment. You got to be careful of how you judge people, because if you haven't been in their shoes, you don't know exactly what's going on. You have no clue what the heck you're talking about. And that was the case. And that's where I realized that, you know, you had to forgive them because they don't know what they do, right? And that's what happened. And then eventually we started to pull out of that situation. And it's funny because even though we pulled out of that situation, and that's where I started to pay off over $900,000 of debt in 3.5 years. It's funny how some people still treated us as if we were broke, which again proves a point. It has nothing to do with what the circumstances show. It has everything to do with your perception of your reality. And the thing is, you can still be honest with yourself. You can still be truthful, make truthful statements, but be abundant. Just like I did, it could always be worse. I was grateful when even a check came in. And when you start to be grateful for small little things, because some people might get a check in the mail, say it's for like $40. And I remember I had an experience where I went out to a mailbox, again, another argument I had with my former spouse. And I remember telling her, it's like, you know what, I bet you there's a check waiting in that mailbox right now. And I went outside and I walked, you know, it was down the street. It was a communal mailbox. Walked down the street past, you know, a few neighbors' houses and opened the mailbox. you know, pulled out the mail, and then one of those mails was actually from the doctor's office, where he overpaid by $42. And I remember I like laughed hysterically. My neighbors probably thought I was crazy, but I laughed hysterically because I thought, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. And I remember I came back in, I said, see? And of course the natural response was, yeah, but that's not enough. No, but it's something. And see, if you start to say, well, it's just not enough. No, be grateful for it. Because if you're not appreciating money, and I know I've been taught this really well, especially with Adise Boucher. I'll have her on the show here soon. But I was taught this. She said, hey, be grateful for everything. Even if it's $10, $15, $7 even. If it's $7, there's a check I get every month for like $7.13. You know, I'm looking at that thinking, really? Like, that's nothing, you know. But the thing is, if you're not grateful for it, what says that money will keep coming in? And so be grateful for everything. Just say, hey, look at this. Money's coming in all the time. Now, I have seen people where they take it to a far extreme. They're like, look at this. I attract money. It's like, okay, good. That's wonderful. But the thing is that if you don't go to the cause and start looking at cause and effect and go to that reality of, okay, what am I doing to serve people, to solve problems, to add value in a way that they want to exchange money? Look at that. You can't just say, hey, look, money's always coming to me, and you just sit around and just wait for checks to come. Hey, you might get a few of those, and that's great, and be grateful for them. But still remember that there are principles you need to apply. And you can be a much more abundant person when you're out and about serving people, solving problems, creating and adding value in people's lives. That's when abundance starts to take place. And I'll tell you, I mean, even last year, I went through my own biggest personal challenges, you know, and having to go through that. And there were some financial challenges with that too. You know, the great thing is that now having understood these principles, I'll tell you, the less I worry about something, the less it occurs. Now, I didn't turn a blind eye. It didn't mean that I didn't have those financial problems that came up that I had to address, those challenges. But the thing is, when I would say, I always know there's a solution, you know what? And money keeps coming in. I know it's going to keep coming in because I'm doing what's right. I'm providing value. And you know what? I also believe in the law of attraction. When I'm doing those things that's right and I'm being true and honest to myself, that's when those people are attracted to me. And tell you what, like, you know, even though I went through a pretty big personal struggle and even working was hard for me to do, the thing is that I still always had enough money. There was always enough. It wasn't always how I thought it would look like, but it was always enough. I didn't ever die. I never, you know, I always had a home. I always had food. I could always take care of my kids. All that was there. And so that's the thing I challenge you to do as well, is when you look at this situation, be grateful. Look at what you have and acknowledge it. Acknowledge the truth of it. If it's just simple as like, when I read Donald Trump's book, Never Give Up, he said, hey, even if you only find one thing to be grateful for, focus on that. And I've started to do that ever since. And, and sometimes it's just breathing. Hey, you know what? I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm healthy. I'm strong. You know what? I'm happy. I've got great support. I've got great, wonderful people around me. People love me, or whatever it might be. Like, you've got something that's pretty amazing in your life. I can guarantee it. And if you're having a hard time finding it, then this is a great time to practice it. For most of you, though, like there's always solutions, there's always answers, and be open for those opportunities. Look for the abundance in your life. When you start to recognize abundance, it's amazing how much more abundance shows up. That's what I have for you today. And so if there's any challenge, any action I can give you from this, is that start to recognize the abundance you have. Don't ignore what's going on around you, but have faith. Have faith in principles. Have faith that when you are abundant, abundant results will follow. That you will start to see those things happening in your life. You'll start to see more abundance. You will have it. And people will start to say, wait a minute, what's going on with you? And even if there's people that say, hey, I'm looking at your situation, doesn't look very abundant to me, ignore them. Ignore them. Don't try to disprove them. Just focus on what you want. You know, the thing is, whatever you fear will tend to come in your life more. In high school, when I feared of dropping football passes, I would drop them like crazy, even though I'd practiced with thousands and thousands of passes and I could catch them. But when I was scared, when I feared of something I wouldn't have, that's when it would happen. It was then and only then that my fears became reality. When I stopped worrying about whether or not I could pay bills, that's when I started making money. The times that I started to worry about, oh, can I even pay my bills? What if I can't? That anxiety, that worry that comes in, when you start to dwell upon that, put energy towards that, guess what? That's exactly what you'll get. And I'll tell you, like, even my last year, I've started to reframe things and how my reality is and what I thought was reality. And I didn't realize how much scarcity I still let creep in. Even though I was teaching this stuff, I still had it. And I still have it today. But the thing is, now I'm starting to see new things and new possibilities, and I'm creating a new reality. And the thing is, like, I'm totally going against almost all conventional wisdom or advice from so-called experts, because I'm still able to do great things and I don't have to kill myself. I love that I work. I have more than enough money to provide for me, my family, and then some. And I work less than I ever have. I don't have to work long hours. That's the thing, is like, those are all beliefs. So when you start to change the beliefs, you change that reality, you start to look at it from a state of abundance, those things happen. I can attest to that, and I want that for you too. Everybody, make it a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.